From Spark and Anvil, an improv quest, this is Lay, in Chapter 1 of the Improv Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Two students were shouting on the little stage. "A dragon attacks," one hollered, and the other yelled, "And a volcano!" And then they both stopped, out of breath, because there was nothing underneath the dragon or the volcano, and the scene had nowhere to stand. Lay, a broad-pawed badger in a sturdy vest, waddled up carrying a small wooden platform under one arm and a stack of index cards under the other. She didn't say a word about the dragon. She just held one bright red card, Dragon, up in the air and let go. It fluttered there a second in her paw, then fluttered to the floor with a sad little slap. "No floor," Lay said, tapping the boards. "Nothing to land on. That's why your dragon fell over." She set her wooden platform down on the table with a solid thunk. "Watch what happens when we build the floor first."
Lay came from a burrow village dug deep into a green hillside where her family were tunnel builders. Badgers know earth. They know that a room only stays a room if the ground beneath it holds. When she was small, Lay was in a hurry. She wanted a sleeping den of her own, and she dug it fast, straight into the soft topsoil, skipping the boring part where you pack the walls and brace the ceiling. She finished by supper, proud as anything. That night, the ceiling came down on her in a whisper of loose dirt. She wasn't hurt, just filthy and startled and embarrassed. Her mother pulled her out by the scruff and didn't laugh. "You built the fun part first," her mother said, brushing soil off Lay's ears. "The den. You skipped the part nobody sees, the foundation. And the part nobody sees is the part that holds everything up." She pressed Lay's paw flat against the packed earth of the main tunnel, which had stood for 100 years. "Slow down here. Slow and sure. Then you can build anything on top, and it'll hold." Lay dug her second den slowly, bracing every wall. It took 3 days. It never fell. And packing that earth firm, feeling it go solid under her paws, gave her a calm she'd never felt from the quick way. A steady, settled feeling, like the ground had her back.
The day Lay turned 12, she climbed out of the hills and walked to Improv Quest, where the badger, Riff, a distant cousin maybe, was watching the students arrive. "A builder," Riff said, eyeing her platform. "Tell me what's broken over there." Riff pointed at a pair of students leaping straight into a sword fight. No names, no place, no reason, just clanging. "They started with the exciting part," Lay said. "So none of it means anything. Who's fighting? Where? Why do we care? There's no floor under it." Riff waved her in. No one made a speech about it. Lay just set up her platform in the corner and got to work. And soon the students had stopped calling her the badger with the cards and started calling her the one who made scenes hold together.
In her workshop, Lay held up her red cards again. Boom, crash, dragon, and let them all flutter to the ground. "Floating words," she said. "Exciting for half a second, then nothing. Now." She lifted the smooth wooden platform and set it down carefully. "Now we've got a floor." She picked up a blue card and laid it flat. "Who?" she said. "Marcia and Helen, two cooks, best friends since forever." A second card. "Where?" "Their tiny bakery. Smells like cinnamon. Been theirs 30 years. A third. "What's happening right now, before anything wild?" "It's late afternoon, sun going gold, and they're arguing about whether to sell the place and retire." A fourth. "Why do we care?" "Because their whole friendship is tied up in that little shop." The room had gone quiet, leaning in. Then Lay picked up a red card, a friendly dragon in a tiny bow tie, and set it gently on top of the stack. "A dragon walks in," she said, carrying a wedding invitation. The class burst out laughing. "Now it means something," Lay said, delighted. "Two old friends, a bakery they might lose, and a polite dragon with a wedding decanter. That's a scene you actually want to watch. Same dragon as before, but this one has a floor to stand on." A girl near the front looked worried. "But building all that takes so long, the audience will get bored." Lay shook her head. 30 seconds, she said. That's all it takes to lay the floor. Who, where, what, why? 30 seconds. And then the wild part lands 10 times harder because everyone knows what's at stake. Rushing feels faster. It isn't. It just leaves you standing on nothing.
When the workshop emptied out, the worried girl stayed behind, watching Lei stack her cards. I always want to skip to the fun part, the girl admitted. The setup feels boring. Lei pressed a broad paw flat against her wooden platform and felt that old, settled calm move through her. I know that feeling, she said. I used to dig fast and skip the bracing. My whole den fell on my head. She smiled. Here's the thing nobody tells you. Building the floor slow isn't the boring part. It's the safe part. It's the part that lets you go completely wild up top. Dragons, volcanoes, whatever. Because you know the ground underneath will hold. The girl thought about that. So the slow part is what makes the wild part possible. That's exactly it, Lei said. She patted the platform one more time, feeling it solid and sure beneath her paw, and the calm of it settled all the way down. The quiet certainty that when the ground holds, everyone up top can finally breathe.
You've been listening to a Spark in Anvil chapter, written by the Spark in Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark in Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Lei. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.